Hello, my name is Pete Edgerton from your Harrogate local radio station, and welcome to another O'Connor Chiropractic podcast, episode number 10. In the last one, if you missed it, we were chatting about supplementation.
And a lot of things like turmeric and ginger and, you know, certainly vitamin C naturally with fruits. Definitely try all those things. They're not going to do any harm. And one of the things that we know for certain helps with inflammation, which I was going to come to, is my second one that I recommend, is omega-3.
Feel free to go back on the website, yourharrogate.co.uk, or your favourite podcast location to listen to episode number 9 or any of the previous O'Connor Chiropractic podcasts. And now, once again, we welcome Dr. Jason O'Connor. Jason, we've covered many different topics, and I always think we live in a day and age where mental health is very much talked about. We're all encouraged to keep the conversation going, keep chatting. But as guys, whether it be mental health or physical health, we're still not always brilliant, are we, at flagging it up? So men's health is the focus of this particular episode and how chiropractic care can assist and help.
Yeah, definitely, Pete. I think as men, we're absolutely shocking. We're not just bad, we're shocking. And I say all aspects, mental health. I often get the patients' wives will call up for their husbands. So we've all got some phobia about calling the doctors or going to see someone about the health.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. It's maybe a deep-seated thing as men that we don't like to seek help, a machoism. Mothers always look after us. Maybe it's something Freudian, I don't know, but I've seen it all my career, and it is an issue because the problem is we often then get things when they're quite far down the line or even too late to help.
So with regards to gentlemen coming to you, it's the same process as we've talked about before, you know, checking out the website and booking in for that initial consultation. Is there one main area that you find a lot of guys coming to seek chiropractic care for? Or
it's not one single thing, but it's more chronic. I'd say that we tend to see men when they're more serious, whereas women will tend to seek help earlier. You know, this is a generalisation, but generally with women, they'll often talk to other women, they'll discuss problems, and because of that communication, they'll often find, oh, right, I went to see this, that helped, or I went to see a chiropractor, or you should go see the doctor, or you should take this. So they tend to be a lot more proactive with their health, whereas men almost have to be dying, not functioning before they think, oh yeah, I best do something about this.
Yeah, they've been to like a sports class and their friend might have just nudged them and said, you know what, mate, I think you need to go and see somebody about this, you know, go and speak to your doctor or go and speak to a chiropractor, something like that.
Yeah, I think men always think they're okay, aren't they? It's quite funny, like women will look at themselves and, do I look overweight or does this not look great? And they're quite paranoid, whereas men, they'll have the big beer gut and they'll be stood in front of the mirror and go, ooh, looking good. So that we're just complete denial of our own function, our own health. And we think, oh, I'm pretty good, I'm not too bad. And like you say, it's often quite down the line before we address it. And you can see that in the type of illnesses that men often die from as well. The biggest killer for men is heart disease. And the problem with heart disease, for instance, you don't feel it. So often the diet can be poor for a long time, or we talk about beer guts, beer bellies, which does have an impact on the back. But the arteries can slowly clog up, and there's no feeling of that. And I think it's like 64% of people with heart disease, the first symptom they get is death. And this is the problem, is like not getting things checked out earlier. Now, the biggest killer for men under 50 is suicide. So again, we're talking about men not seeking help, often not talking to people. I think there has been more campaign for men to reach out, to talk. And I think as often as other men, we should be trying to spot that as well. You know, put an arm around your friend, talk to those guys, and then try and pick that up. But yeah, the biggest killer under 50 is suicide for men, and then over 50, heart disease and cancer. And with the cancer, the number one killer for men is prostate. So again, a lot of men are not putting the hand up to go get the prostate checked, are they? Not wanting to see the doctor, even if they're getting symptoms, they're like, oh, I'm okay. But things like prostate cancer, the earlier it's detected, the better. It can mask as back pain as well. So that's one of the things that we're trained as chiropractors to pick up on. But sometimes as well, you find that back problems actually cause issues with the prostate as well. So the two can be quite closely linked. So it's something that we look out for and we're aware of, and that's something that does affect more men in particular.
Do you find, I mean, we've spoken about, I'm already thinking about to the last episode when we had a good conversation about supplementation and how it can be quite dangerous going on the internet and, oh, do I need this? Do I need turmeric? All these other lotions and potions that are available and some are not good. Do you find that when it comes to health matters, that the guys even just ignore any advice out there? You know, are we not, as men, even bothering to go on the internet to maybe see, go, well, it could be this, I might need to see a chiropractor, I might need to go to the doctors, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it's a generalisation, but I think we tend to look up things less, probably research things less. In general, certainly just in my experience, I'll often find the women tend to be more clued up, especially with their children. They've researched everything on the internet, read all forums, gone through that, whereas men, we don't even talk to each other about it. So there's got to be an awareness of, like, open up that conversation, looking at things earlier and just getting the right advice, because, as you say, the internet's always not the best source, and just trying to guess what it is, it's seeking, like with most things, seeking professional help, you know, seeking professional advice on it.
So with regards to the problems that you've mentioned, you know, the real serious heart disease, suicide, which is just horrific, and then prostate cancer as well, how can venturing onto a journey of chiropractic care begin to aid any problems and alleviate some?
Yeah, first off, it's like understanding we don't treat those conditions, but a lot of those conditions can be prevented. And that's the thing, is often by the time you get the symptoms, it can be too late. But we know it affects the majority of men. So what we've got to look at is, well, how do we stop this? How do we address this earlier? And I think a lot of things, especially with mental health, we talked about talking to each other, but I was looking at professions that have the highest suicide rates, and it is quite interesting when you look at it. It's not always what the most common ones you think. So things like electricians and plumbers, and they're actually quite high up. Farm workers, which is quite prevalent in this area, obviously being quite agricultural, but things like vets, dentists, doctors are probably number one, and maybe dealing in fields where you're taking on a lot of stress or other people's concerns, that we obviously reflects onto our health and our mental health. So it's like, well, what are we doing to support these people, or what are we trying to do ourselves to counteract that? And it goes back to, I always think, like, stress on the body, physical, emotional, chemical, and it's not one thing, so it's usually accumulation of things. And as a chiropractor, I often find, you know, men, they're coming in, they've got a back problem, they've had it for a long time, or they've got knee, hip issues. Because of those problems, they're not exercising. We're designed to be hunter-gatherers. So when we're not exercising, there's research shows that we don't release those proper hormones, endorphins, reduce cortisol levels, all those stress hormones we talk about. I think just generally being with other guys as well. A lot of the healthier men I see, they're often golfers, and they're in their 80s and they're still playing golf. And one of the biggest things they say is the social side of it. They, you know, just going, still playing with their friends. And they're probably like younger guys, they're going around having having some banter, having a laugh, and de-stressing a lot from that. So I think sometimes, especially young professional men, and especially when they get driven in terms of, you know, running a business, and I've been there as well, is you get more and more isolated, and you probably don't mix as much with other guys, and also our exercise levels drop. And then when you combine that with a more toxic fast food alcohol type diet, I think it creates the perfect storm. And what I do as a chiropractor is try and identify those things and try and say to these men that it's not a back problem, it's a health problem. So looking at it as a whole. And I find that when we do that, yes, you know, we get the back, the knee, the hip, the shoulder, the, you know, the joint problems under control. But then that leads to them, right, I want to get back into exercise. I want to get back to doing my five-a-side, playing the golf, get back on my bike, doing all those things that they tend to drop off. And I think then that leads to, right, I want to have better nutrition, I want to cut down the alcohol. And then they just generally get into a better headspace. And I think our routines are everything. If we've got good, healthy routines, then that leads to a healthy body and a healthy mind. And trying to intervene at the end stage where people are at that suicidal state, or like we were talking about, the heart's completely clogged up and it's about to stop, we need to try and get that intervention a lot earlier.
I always liken it to a washing machine that's starting its final spin and it's getting faster and faster and faster. If you're in that situation, you kind of on a hamster wheel, aren't you? And you are aware in the back of your mind, you know there's a problem, but you've chosen to ignore it. You're not chatting to your mates. But obviously, the worse it gets, your confidence takes a hit as well. So maybe you do kind of go in on yourself a little bit more. Rather than go out and chat to somebody, you might choose to sit at home, grab a pizza, watch something on telly. So I would imagine that the cases you see, people coming on a chiropractic journey, giving them that new lease of, it doesn't have to be like this, you can feel like that, it reverses that washing machine effect, the spin, and they start to go, oh, actually, yeah, I can get on a better diet, I can go out and play golf. And
yeah, and it's that transformation as well, when you see people come in and their body language and how closed off they are and the way they speak, and they can come across as quite abrupt and grumpy, if you like. I would say it's their physiology and their, you know, their chemical state, and then you start to see that transformation. They start moving better, they start sleeping better, they start exercising, and they then get their personality back, and that's great to see. You see these people come in and it's not them. But then a few weeks down the line, a few months down the line, this new person's there. And I think, like you say, you talk about the confidence, self-esteem, and as men, we're told to just man up and get on with it. And I don't think that's necessarily the best way to go. And I think that does lead to these bigger problems. And as I say, burying their head in the sand or just not discussing things, we're just not very good at that. And I think that long-term habits leads to these, like you said, these bigger chronic illnesses and problems.
I think we do convince ourselves far too many times that, oh, people don't want to know about me. I don't want to burden people with my problems. But talking is so key, you know, and seeking help and coming and speaking to you and the team here at O'Connor Chiropractic, who can get you on that journey of better health. So if there's somebody listening right now who's kind of nodding at the podcast thinking, yeah, that's me, what's the first step, just to remind folk?
Yeah, just you know, give us a call, pick up the phone or drop us an email, and I'm always ready to have a chat, have a talk through your particular problems, and don't feel embarrassed about it. And you know, this is what we're here for. You know, our mission, our drive is to create healthy families, and a lot of these fathers, sons, brothers are suffering unnecessarily, and just that bit of help and that bit of guidance is what can make a massive change for not just your life, but everyone around you, your family, your work colleagues, your wife, your children. So don't be embarrassed, take that step. You know, we're here to help.
And once, let's say, a gentleman has come in and they've started on their chiropractic journey with you, Jason, what kind of areas of the spine and treatment-wise can you really focus on to help that man get to a better state of health?
Well, the common things we see in men in particular is the lower back issues, which we can associate with being overweight. So simply put, beer bellies. We carry all our excess adipose fat tissue on our bellies. So women tend to be thighs and bums, men tend to carry it on their belly. Now, what does that mean to the spine? Well, because the weight's at the front, we tend to overarch our back. So pre-pregnant women can relate to this, but we tend to overarch our back, and it puts a lot of pressure at the base of the spine, so the L5, the sacral junction. Now, the significance of that in men is the nerves there, people think are just back pain, sciatica, but actually a lot of those nerves supply everything in the pelvis. So your bladder, prostate, reproductive organs. Commonly, and again, often not men, a lot of men do often complain of these problems. They might come in with, say, the back pain or the sciatica, but then when we dig deep and we do that history, which we go through with every patient, we found out about, oh, I'm getting up to pee 3, 4, 5 times a night. Again, men, we're not embarrassed about talking things, but there might be some sexual dysfunction, erectile dysfunction, things like that going on. And then this will pick up problems with the prostate. What we find is when we get the mechanics of the spine working better, often then get them moving more, we exercise them more, that takes that pressure off those nerves, and then we find better function in those organs. So often then they're just getting up once a night to go for a pee, sexual function improves, And we see that time and time again with the men that we see with particular problems in that part of the spine. And the other areas we're talking about, mental health, suicide, when we check the upper part of the neck, especially C1, C2, which is the top of the spine where the skull is, it's that build-up of tension there and that fight or flight, that flex posture, which causes tension in the upper part of the neck. So those high levels, we're saying jobs that we've highly driven, running our businesses, things like that, which cause that build-up of stress. But we hardwire to go into that flexed posture, but that puts a lot of strain on the upper part of the neck. The nerves there can regulate things like hormones. So this is where we get increased release of cortisol, and that can affect adrenaline. So things like increased blood pressure, heart rate, also can affect blood clotting because how it affects the liver, the pancreas. So there's lots of links with dysfunction of the upper part of the spine, and a lot of these that can lead to long-term health problems like heart disease, like chronic stress. So we focus on those areas. Now, what the patients kind of experience is, yes, their neck feels better, it's moving better, it might reduce headaches, but it's when we do the functional tests and we see, yeah, the inflammation's gone down, the tension's gone down, they're noticing, oh, my energy's better, I'm sleeping better. Often we see the digestive function improves when those stress levels drop as well. So yeah, it's all kind of linked in with that spinal function and how your brain controls absolutely everything, and it does it through those nerves of the spine. So that's what we commonly see, which can have a real positive impact on men's health.
Well, just like Jason said, if you are a guy yourself, it's whether it be men's health or, after all, it is a family wellness centre. It's all about keeping the family healthy with maybe chiropractic care for yourself. But if you want to find out a little bit more, o'connorchiro.co.uk is the website. And looking ahead to the next episode, what we're going to be chatting about, Jason?
I wanted to look at natural health, the basis of chiropractic. I always think of like vitalistic versus mechanistic. Probably modern medicine or medical practice would be like that mechanistic type viewpoint. We're more vitalistic, looking at the whole body. So just explaining the differences and how there's a role of both. It's not like one or the other. It's like how both those can have a vital role in your health.
That'll be episode number 11. Next month, monthly we do these, the O'Connor Chiropractic Podcast. Thank you so much to Dr. Jason O'Connor, and thank you to you for listening too.